This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Slad.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We are Starkraven Slad.
I was expecting, based on the Slad's, let's say, the legend of the Slad, this to be more substantial, but I imagine there was a planned breakout book.
Oh, yeah. Like, these guys are Planescape as fuck.
Yes.
You know, so, like, they are going to, there's more to these guys than show up here.
Yes.
Because as is, they're just, like, chaotic neutral frogmen with a lot of different types and a hierarchy, but nothing else. You know, a couple little details, but not a whole lot. I bet you even the Planescape, like, Monsters Manual has more about these things.
Yeah.
Like, all the different varieties, like the Chicken Caesar Slad and the Cobb Slad.
So this illustration is very good. I am kind of unsettled by the let's just say fungal growths that appear to be going on in this guy's thighs.
There's two illustrations for this guy. There's the one in the book, right, which I looked at as well, but I like to refresh my memory by using the website
Lomion. Yes.
Yeah. The Lomion, I noticed these fungal growths, and that fucked me up as well.
I got fucked by them.
This one, though, instead of thigh fungal growths, he has a loincloth with a picture of what appears to be like a little jester slad.
Okay.
Where his dick is. So, like, nothing these guys going on below the waist is okay.
It's just a nightmare.
Every time they pose for a picture, something bad is happening in their thigh gap.
Like, nothing good happens below the equator. Oh, jeez. But yeah, they've got symbols engraved in their forehead. I need to talk about the red slad because that is the coolest thing. I love the red slad so goddamn much. Because even though these are kind of like the shock troops a little bit, these are the guys who have a special gland under each claw. If they hit you, there's a 25% chance that they will embed an egg pellet that will gestate inside the person's body and then burst out of their chest cavity, killing them.
Little red pellets under their nails.
Yeah.
I was reading that. I was thinking about how unpleasant that has to be for the red slad. Because this is how they reproduce. So it's like, you know, they're just like, man, like, it's like blue balls all the time unless they claw somebody and get this pellet out from under their nail.
Right. Instead of blood loss. So they get both. They get blood lust and actual lust.
Yes. Yeah. Both kinds. We got both kinds. Blue slads are just warriors. So they have bones that poke out from under their nail or the back of their hand. They're Wolverines.
Yes.
Green slads. These are the humans that have them, right?
What?
No. I'm looking at the it's weird. So I to refresh my memory because I record saying on my computer, I don't have the book open. I use Lomion.d. In Lomion.d, there is an entry for green slads.
Yeah, the green slad in here is just like it's two sentences. Very rarely seen. They're the highest form of lesser slad.
So here, they are the host for the red slad's egg pellet or the blue's disease victim, a powerful human or demi-human host.
Oh, God.
Forms a baby green slad. So I don't, you know, and then there's also the hierarchy is red, blue, green, gray, death.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got the gray slad here. Who's the executioner.
Yeah. AKA executioner. I like this guy. Yeah. I also like how they have runes on their forehead that have great power.
Yes. They denote their ranks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty into them.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're like from Limbo, so like Limbo is an extremely hard alignment and ecosystem for me to understand, even in, you know, even with my Planescape experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never read the Splat book just on Limbo. So like,
right.
You know, like they're chaos creatures and everything is chaos, but they're not in the worst version of that. You know, they're not like awful. So I think that's difficult for me to get.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a lower plane, but they don't get mixed up in the blood war between the Batazu and the Tanari. Yes. So that's good. They don't get caught up in, you know, the bigger politics. I'm not that crazy about the blood war anyway. I just like the idea that there are frogmen doing their own thing.
Yeah. Frogs are doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can also appreciate that.
Yeah.
They have a host of like individual powers too. They're not that exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my favorite witch is Green Slad. You have to get up to the Green Slad level before you can locate object. Which is like something I do literally constantly.
So all of the slab below that just have some kind of weird Oliver Sacks disease.
Where are my keys?
Oh God, where am I? Just like one of those people who have like no sense of proprioception, so they always feel like they're spinning in space.
We're the Slad, which mistook his wife for an accordion. By Oliver Slacks.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.